Thank you so much for listening to or perhaps watching Elevated on Radio Pulpit. I'm so blessed that you chose to spend the next few minutes with myself and the beautiful, absolutely anointed, authentic, beautiful actress, presenter. And I must tell you, she has an incredible voice as well, in case you never heard her singing before. Jolene Martin joins me today. Jolene, thank you so much for your time and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Thank you, Jenna. Always a pleasure to spend some time with you, even if it's just in this kind of format.
As long as we get some time in, hey, we make it work, because this year has been an incredibly busy year. I was telling my husband the other day, it's been simultaneously the most blessed, but the busiest, hardest year that I've ever experienced, especially professionally speaking. What's 2025 been like for you?
It was rough. It was rough. I'm going to be honest, I've got nothing to hide, you know. And obviously, when you would know, when you are living in the public eye, your entire life is on exhibition. So it's not like people don't know, but they might not know the backstory, what's happening behind what they can see. So 2025, I've worked on three beautiful TV projects. But at the beginning of the year, Arends Vlei came to an end after 6 years, right? And then I immediately went into Kelders van Geheime. And literally 3 days later, I decided not to continue my contract with Kelders van Geheime. Yeah. And so I finished that on Thursday, Friday, and then the Monday, I was in my new show.
Sure.
I signed, yeah, it was a very tricky contract pass over, but I prayed about it, and it was a move that I believe God had put into play. But it required me to take a massive leap of faith, and it wasn't easy. It really wasn't easy. There were some happy people, and then there were some not so happy people. So the Monday, I started on a project for Showmax, which comes out next year. So it's just been, it's been a whirlwind. And now I'm going to take some time out for a month or two and breathe and focus on my business. And as I was saying to someone yesterday, I had to just kind of sit down and go, okay, Jojo, what is it that you do in your personal time? What do you like? I had to remember what it was like being me. I've been playing characters for so many years. I had to reconnect with myself. And I literally lied in bed for about 2 days and just listened to worship music and just said, Father God, kindly just bring me back to center. So that's where I am now. I'm now coming out of that, and I'm remembering, oh my gosh, I love reading. I love taking trips up the West Coast in my car. I've ordered some books via Takealot. I'm cooking. Ek het 'n kwal kos gesmaak, sister.
Ek sê jou, kwal kos.
Kwal kos.
Terug huis toe.
So good. I haven't done that. Like, when last did you make yourself, when last did I make myself a pot of huiskos?
Wow.
Just something as simple as that. And that's how busy and manic and frenetic it's been. So things are just, the dust is settling now.
Yeah. You know, I can completely identify with you. I have been working weekends as well. So basically 7 days a week for the past couple of years. And this year, in the middle of the year, I kind of had a little bit of a burnout moment, and I had to go to work and say, listen, guys, I can't be on TV so many times a week. I need time to myself. When I took the step back, I didn't know what I dress like when I'm not on TV. I was like,
wow.
Jolene, I looked at my wardrobe and I said, Who am I when I'm not on TV? Because I've been on television now for so many years that my entire wardrobe is news anchor clothing. I don't have a style outside of television. I'm currently still trying to figure it out because it's almost like you get to enter a season of rediscovering, as you said, who you are outside of this character or this persona that you have. And that can be a very, very difficult thing. Then there's the people who's watching you as all these characters that you've played on television, and they also struggle to relate to who you are outside of the character. How do you cope with that when they look at you and they're like, what's all these coy things you are wearing? Who is this? Bring your from Beatles, you know?
I'm very patient with it. And as you know, when I interact in the public, it's not a hug, high wave. It's okay, we're gonna take our time and we're gonna connect. And you're allowed to ask me all of the questions you want to ask me. We're gonna connect before any photos are taken. So I'm very patient with people's need, as you say, to adjust their view of me. And how I deal with it is I just remain completely, and as you said earlier, as authentically as possible, I remain me. Because if I don't remain me, I'm going to confuse them even more, and I'm going to confuse myself even more. So I need them in that moment to let go of the adrenaline or the nervousness or the intimidation, and I need them to see my heart. For those few moments I have with anyone who meets me, I need them to leave knowing that they have met Jolene and that they have seen her heart and that this is who I am. I'm just a modern day Esther who declared her heritage.
I love it. I love it. I absolutely love it. And for those who've had the privilege to get to know you behind the scenes, so to speak, they would also know that your dad plays a very big role in your life, not just professionally, but personally as well. Talk to me about the special daddy-daughter relationship that we see.
Oh, it's so beautiful. It is absolutely incredible. I am the first of three kids. And my mom and my dad have had the most phenomenal, or had the, my late mother had the most phenomenal love story in that they grew up in each other's homes because both of their fathers were pastors. And so they would get left at each other's homes when a pastoral mission had to take place. My daddy, cheekily enough, gave my mom her first kiss on the cheek when he was six and she was five. And then they came up with my name when they were 16 and 15, which is Jo from Joseph and Lean from Charlene. They had me when daddy was 21 and mom was 20. They didn't have a name for a boy, it was only this one name that they had. And I think when you grow up knowing that you are the product of that kind of love, it draws you closer to your parents. And I think particularly my dad. And now that I'm much older, I think that for girls who are close to their father, it is almost the first manifestation of what God's love could be. It gives us girls an understanding of what a present father is, what a faithful father is, what a generous father is, what a protective father is. All of those things, I think, for a girl, we experience it the first time with our dad, if our dad is amazing. And I've had the most phenomenal father. I have the most phenomenal earthly father. And so, therefore, that translates directly into my relationship with my heavenly daddy. I talk to him in my car like he's sitting in the passenger seat. We have conversations because I know that a good father is an ever-present father. It's not just during prayer time, it's not just during fasting, it's not just during worship. He is ever-present. So now that I get old, I'm older, it has deepened my appreciation for my earthly daddy as well. Because I realized that it's easy for a man to come. I grew up in Mitchells Plain, as you know, the hood. Easy for a man on a Friday to gamble away what he's earned. Easy for a man to come home drunk. Easy for men, as I witnessed in Mitchells Plain, to have ugly fights with their wives and create great unrest within the home. My father never did any of that. My father gave his life to the Lord. He's got a beautiful story of how he gave his life to the Lord. But after that, my dad, and I've only known the born again Joe. I'm just speechless for my dad. And the physical bond was there because in Mitchells Plain, it was cold in those winters. You're living next to the beach, Mozambique, Muizenberg. And my daddy was studying at night. He was working during the day. And because it was so cold, he used to put me under his jersey where my head would come up here by his neck. And then he would be at his drawing board in Mitchells Plain. And that's how he would spend time with me as his firstborn. So our bond is just beyond anything I could possibly explain.
As you've described now yourself as well, your bond with your Heavenly Father has also strengthened significantly over the past few years, one would argue. What is it? How is it, practically speaking, that you've managed to draw so much closer to God in the last few years, as you have? Perhaps somebody listening or watching could also learn from that. How do we move closer to the Father? Your experience.
Sure, that's a fantastic question. Again, it's public knowledge that I went through a divorce. I think it's natural as humans for us to question God. And a big question is, why me? And for me, that was very, very, very difficult. It was a very difficult time for me because I had given about 7 years of my life as the presenter for a music TV show called Salted. I did so consciously. I dedicated my career back to Christ through that project. So it was very meaningful to me. It was during that time that my marriage took place. And so when my marriage failed, I felt like a failure, and I couldn't understand what God was doing. I couldn't understand why the God that I understood to be a covenant-keeping God would accept my commitment of my gift back to the kingdom and still let me go through this very painful experience. But then I started seeing how God was using my testimony. I was blown away. You've seen it. We've been in rooms together where I speak to groups of women. And the feedback I get from people on social media and in person, and they're touched by the testimony. That changed my entire perspective. So then I understood, looking back, oh, that's what you were doing, Father God. Also, during that experience, it was part of the grooming because I was so naive. I was a good Christian girl with a daddy who tucked her under his jersey in winter and a mommy who was an opera singer and a worship leader. I was so naive and so good that when I went through that experience, I needed to find the warrior in myself. And I learned, oh, okay, I know how to intercede. I know how to intercede for something. I know how to fight in the spiritual realm for something. And when I came out of that and I could look back, I see myself now as a woman who has had a holistic experience of life. And I'm way more confident moving through life now.
Sure. That's absolutely amazing. And I'm sure somebody's listening and they wish they could get to that point of healing, that point of reflecting on what God has done in your life and being able to use it as a weapon in the kingdom. We're nearing the end of the year very quickly now. Somebody might still be sitting with that pain, Jolene, that pain, whether it was they went through a divorce in 2025, perhaps they lost a job, they lost a loved one, whatever it might be, they're sitting with this pain. Your advice from your personal experience to them on how to enter 2026 whole, healed, empowered by your testimony.
Oh, that's deep. You've heard me mention Esther before. And I was listening to a podcast again this morning where they draw a parallel between Esther and a game of chess. And the move is called the Queen's Gambit. In chess, it's an opening move called the Queen's Gambit, where for a moment the queen seems completely exposed. But it's a masterful move because the king then can make extraordinary moves.
Sure.
So if we see ourselves as queens, as a queen piece, and God is looking over the whole chessboard, there might be a moment when he moves us into a place of complete vulnerability. In fact, a place where it seems like I could be taken out. I could die. We must remember that that move is a strategic move made by the king.
Sure.
That is what I remember. And this year was one such year, if not the most important year in my life, where God exposed me, where I felt like I was being hung out to dry more so than the divorce. Literally, weeks after feeling completely exposed, a master move took over, a master shift took over. So that would be my encouragement, Jenna, is feel the vulnerability, feel everything that comes with it, lean on the promises of God. Don't let your heart be anxious. Remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
Fear nothing. Fear nothing.
Come on.
But be aware that the fact that you are vulnerable now. But know that that vulnerability is going to be the very thing that God uses to change the game.
Jolene, I want to thank you for opening up today, for really being vulnerable and just being yourself with us and sharing some of your heart. Earlier, you were talking about your journey of rediscovering who is Jolene Martin, and you spoke of the fact that she actually loves reading, and you've ordered a couple of books off Takealot as well. With December now upon us, what will you be reading this December? Take us into confidence. What is in that Takealot box that is coming?
Oh my goodness, what a wonder. You are so good at what you do. You are
Thank
so
you.
good at what you do, my friend.
Thank you.
That's that. I love that. I love that you are going, and you know I'm going to give you the truth as well.
Give
Excitingly.
it to us.
Someone I have always admired and still admire is the late Archbishop Tutu. So I'm going to be reading his book over the festive season. I believe that he moved through this world with such grace and such joy and wisdom and biblical wisdom. I'm wanting to do a deep dive into his experience of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission, for instance,
Oh yeah.
because are we even thinking about what that poor man went through?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward, and I'm sure that this book is going to be the beginning of a massive research journey for me into his life. But now, especially that I'm working in Indigenous people's rights, I'm learning that I need some sit down time with good elders. And even though he's not with us anymore, I'm hoping the book will serve to do that. Then the second book that I've ordered is a book by a German doctor who has made some research into the field of trauma healing, but through using the arts.
Wow. Wow.
So, yes, and actually next week I'm running a workshop for Transnet, and they've asked me to help some victims of GBV. But do so, and I suggested the artistic element. Do so using acting, using the skill of drama,
Wow.
and the actual term is called trauma drama.
Oh,
It's an
wow.
actual international research field. So I'm hoping to use my experience playing these very many characters to help other women access those same skills in order to overcome trauma.
That's incredible. I really hope that we see more from this trauma drama rolling out across the country. I can actually see it with gender-based violence being the crisis that it is. In our country, you of course know the whole purple movement at the moment as well. I can absolutely see the impact that this trauma drama can make. Jolene, I want you to just talk to us about your business as well. You were mentioning you're going to be focusing on that a little bit for the next few months before we see you on the screens again. Tell our listeners and our viewers about your business and how they can support you.
Thank you, Jenna. I appreciate that so much. I'm wearing some of the pieces right now. So on this earring, you will see that that is a bushman, or I know some people don't like the term bushman, even though I have spent time with the Komani Sun in the Kalahari, and they refer to themselves as bushmen. So this is Komani Sun pieces handmade in the Kalahari. This was a gift. This is ostrich eggshell. And this neck piece is part of a different set, but we sell them in sets as well. This is a bracelet by the Komani Sun. So, what my label does is we create koi and sun, or koi and klam, traditional attire. And by the grace of God, I just received the email this morning. We are going online.
Oh,
So,
wow. Congratulations. That's amazing.
thank you so much. Thank you. I
Glory
appreciate
to
that. It's been
God.
a long time in the coming. And we didn't know, my best friend and I, we did not know that the demand would be this much. I expected just to be posting off little pieces to people here and there. But we are currently sitting, waiting on a website order, about 27 headpieces.
Sure.
So it's
Glory to God.
really taken off. It's really taken off. And the beautiful thing is that now families have started ordering the porcupine crowns as family collections. And they're doing so with the intention of it being passed down generation to generation.
Oh,
So the
wow.
pieces are becoming keepsakes and heirlooms, and that's the way our Indigenous ancestors used to live as well. If Dad had a bow and arrow,
Yeah.
the bow and arrow went to you when he passed away.
Yeah.
So we're keeping that tradition alive, and we're preserving culture through Koi Queen, or Koi Queen. Some people say it differently.
Please let us know where the website, once it goes up, how are we going to know about it? People who maybe want to book you for this trauma drama or some of your motivational speaking as well. How do people get hold of you?
Well, I'm jolenemartin@gmail.com. That's my email. Instagram, jolenemartinofficial. Everybody communicates with me through Instagram. It's quite fun because then they also get to see what updates is happening in my life. So via email or via Instagram direct message.
Thank you so much. And I'm just thinking these pieces would be a great idea for gifts for Christmas as well. That
Absolutely.
is around the corner. So please go and make contact, go and follow her on social media. Who will you be spending Christmas with? Will it be somewhere on the West Coast?
I love that. I will be very honest with you. I will be spending Christmas with my dad. And I'm wondering if I should expose this because this is an exclusive. My partner is in the Air Force, so he'll be coming down to Cape Town for Christmas. So we'll be spending time, the three of us are going to be spending Christmas together.
Thank you for trusting us. Thank you for trusting us with your heart. I appreciate that. And we pray that
You're
it's going to
welcome.
be a blessed Christmas. I love you so much, my friend. You're an incredible person. And I pray that the Lord will continue to just pour out his blessings on you. I'm not just talking professionally, but personally as well, that yourself, your partner, Uncle Joe, that you guys will just be blessed out of your socks, that you will have so much love and so much peace, and that the grace of God will abound, that you'll be covered wherever you go, and that you'll just be swimming and dancing. I see that you would be dancing in the joy of God in 2026. I love you so much. Thank you for your time.
I love you. Thank you so much. Thank you for those blessings. I receive each and every one of them with an open heart. And I pray that you too find rejuvenation, my friend. Every cell in your body
And a
might be
wardrobe.
optimized.
And a personal
I
wardrobe.
love you.
Yes. Love you. Love you too. Thank you so much.
Pleasure, my friend.